From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Afghanistan is where the war on terror began and where President Obama has wagered it will end. His top commander there recently delivered his assessment of the situation to the president, and the general is expected to request more troops. Now, the debate over whether to send even more U.S. forces is playing out in Washington, where some of the most influential defense policymakers are now taking sides. NPR's J.J. Sutherland has the story.
Senator Carl Levin, the chairman of the Armed Services Committee, just returned from Afghanistan. He said today he is against sending more troops. Instead, he wants some serious changes in strategy first.
I believe that we should implement those steps before considering an increase in U.S. ground combat forces beyond what is already planned by the end of the year.
What Levin is saying here, something that more left-wing Democrats have been saying in recent weeks, enough U.S. troops in Afghanistan. By the end of the year, there will be 68,000 American forces there. So what does Levin want to see happen? First,
we need a surge of Afghan forces.
Levin wants hundreds of thousands of additional Afghan troops, almost double the goal now, and he wants them ready to fight faster than currently planned. Second, he wants them better equipped.
There is an enormous amount of equipment coming out of Iraq. A significant part of it could be transferred to the Afghan forces. And yet there does not seem to be that kind of a crash effort in place to do just that.
And finally, Levin says U.S. forces have to reach out to low-level Taliban fighters to get them to switch sides by giving them jobs and security, much like what was done in Iraq, where local men were recruited into ad hoc security forces called the Sons of Iraq. Those groups are credited with much of the decline in violence there.
But this game-changing possibility was not apparently factored into General McChrystal's assessment. There is no plan yet to put in place a Sons of Iraq approach in Afghanistan. There should be.
But Levin is clear that he wants these steps taken before sending more combat troops. That could still mean more American soldiers and Marines on the ground. John Nagle is the president of the Center for a New American Security.
My assessment is that building an Afghan army of 250,000 would require another 10,000 trainers.
Most likely 10,000 American trainers. Now that Senator Levin has entered the debate, here's where things stand. General Stanley McChrystal is expected to ask for more troops. The president may have to choose between his military commander and the top Democrat on defense in the Senate. To complicate things, Republican Senator John McCain weighed in today, too. He said, quote, "I could not disagree more profoundly with Levin's position, saying more combat troops will be needed. To not send them," says McCain, "could be catastrophic." J.J. Sutherland, NPR News, Washington.